Yesterday, it was all about Meta getting lean. Today, it's about pushing people out. Could that be? It's the business news headlines for Friday, the first day of July. Thanks for being here, and may you have a fantastic Canada Day and 4th of July holiday. In other news, the Kansas Supreme Court and big box store taxes made the news. Kohl's no longer in the market to sell. We'll tell you about that. Some automotive news from General Motors. Meanwhile, actress Lily Tomlin is mixing it up with Ford about dead pigs. Exxon is going to make a fortune from higher oil prices. We thought that should make you just feel all giddy inside. We've got the Wall Street Report and some news about American manufacturing. You ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. And like we said earlier, happy Canada Day. And if you're in the United States, you are celebrating the 4th of July holiday weekend. Stay safe out there, everybody. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, if you were with us earlier this week, you know that we had a story about how Meta, formerly known as Facebook, was going to get lean and mean when it came to business. That in light of the fact that advertising revenue is expected to drop as the economy softens. Now we learn that, according to Business Insider, that Mark Zuckerberg told staff in a Q&A session on Thursday that he plans on turning up the heat on performance goals as the company's growth slows. Now, if I had to bet, I'd say that this might be one of the worst downturns that we've seen in recent history. This is what Zuckerberg told staff, according to Reuters and the recording they received. Meta has already started tightening its purse strings. Facebook, a subsidiary of Meta, told employees in a memo back in May that it was pausing hiring because of, quote, slower revenue growth than anticipated, end quote. Well, it was an up-and-down day for the stock market, but in the end, the final hour of trade saw all three major indexes post well into the green. Not a bad way to start the third quarter after a dismal first half of the year. Those numbers? I'll share those with you in just a bit. So how should big box stores be taxed when it comes to property taxes? The Kansas Supreme Court has an answer. The Topeka Capital Journal is reporting that the Kansas Supreme Court rejected arguments from a pair of big box retailers that a Kansas county had overvalued their stores for property tax purposes, a move with potentially major implications for taxation in Kansas. The unanimous ruling said the Board of Tax Appeals should be able to decide how stores like Walmart, Target, or Home Depot should be valued for themselves rather than relying on past court rulings to guide their work. Municipalities have attempted to appraise the properties as if they were occupied and raking in revenue with the valuation tied into a building's lease. But retailers have fought that determination. They argue the store should be valued as if it were empty, with the appraisal reflecting how much a property would fetch if it were sold on the open market without a tenant. The value is generally, of course, much lower with that method. That argument has prevailed in court until today. Kansas Supreme Court Justice Dan Biles, writing for the court, disagreed with the lower court ruling and sent the case back to the Board of Tax Appeals to move forward. We've recently reported that Kohl's had selected the franchise group as a potential buyer, but it seems that deal is now off the table. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting that Kohl's is no longer in talks to sell. That news sent Kohl's shares down by nearly 20% on Friday. Kohl's shares ended the day at $28.68, down $7 and a penny, or 19.6%. The franchise group lowered its offer from $60 a share to $50 a share and then made another offer at $53 a share. In an SEC filing, Kohl's said the franchise group lacked definitive financing arrangements to consummate a transaction and the parties faced significant obstacles reaching a fully executable agreement, end quote. So the deal is off, and Kohl's moves forward with their efforts to continue as a retail outlet while attempting to perform for their shareholders. So if you had to take a guess at how many Hummer electric vehicles GM turns out in a day in its factory in Detroit, what might be that number? Would you say, what, 20, 40, maybe 50 vehicles a day? No. Try just 12. And the company has a waiting list of over 77,000, so it's going to take some time to fulfill those orders. Business Insider is reporting the company has spent $2.2 billion renovating the factory that employs some 700 workers. GM says that production should ramp up, but there are increasing headwinds such as scarce materials and an ever-increasing cost of the finished product. The Hummer, by the way, starts at $85,000 to $110,000, depending on the model. In a related story, the Associated Press is reporting that due to chip shortages, some 95,000 vehicles without certain components were built during the second quarter of the year. The Detroit automaker, that's General Motors, said in a regulatory filing on Friday that most of the incomplete vehicles were built in June and that it expects most of them to be finished and sold to dealers before the end of the year. The unsold vehicles amounted to about 16% of GM's total sales from April through June. The company said Friday that it sold more than 582,000 vehicles during the quarter. That, by the way, is down by more than 15% from just a year ago. How about some more auto news? Actress Lily Tomlin wrote the Ford Motor Company this week to say its past funding of crash tests research using dead pigs is, quote, not cool, end quote. Here's what she said in the letter. When I heard from PETA that Ford had bankrolled a Wayne State University study using pigs in crash tests, I was deflated. I thought those bleak days were in the rearview mirror, and hearing that they are recurring is like suffering backlash, end quote. The 19-page study, published back in 2018 by Wayne State University in Detroit, involved biometrical and auto safety engineers who used 27 pigs to better understand potential crash impact on small children. Data was then compared to previous similar studies to explore orthopedic trauma and safety protocols. Researchers put the pigs to death before the testing began. Ford wondered why this issue is being raised again after the letter last year emphasized the company isn't involved in any animal testing. This is what they said, quote, Ford's practice is not to use animals for safety testing nor to ask to provide funding to others to do so on our behalf. Rare exceptions would include testing that's required by law or where there isn't an acceptable alternative for critical safety research. The study at Wayne State University, which was funded nearly a decade ago and completed in 2017, was an example of the latter. End quote. All right, so while you're having to dig into your savings to buy gasoline, Exxon is reporting the company will make a windfall profit of billions of dollars. In a late Friday filing, Exxon says it expects a boost of at least $2.5 billion to its bottom line in the second quarter from rising prices for oil and gas, with billions more coming from higher margins for gasoline and other energy products. Exxon is slated to report second quarter earnings in late July. Ahead of its first quarter results in late April, the oil giant similarly told investors to expect billions more to its bottom line because of higher energy prices. All of that is something for you to remember as you gas up for the holiday, and we figured that $2.5 billion more for Exxon would make you just feel all giddy inside. The rebranding of McDonald's in Russia isn't the same as a YouTube journalist has found out. Business Insider is reporting that a Russian reporter from a popular YouTube channel went to the rebranded McDonald's in Moscow, which opened on June 12, and said, the smell and the food, it's all different. According to the report, the air smells different, the buns are not the same, the Coke is flatter, and the cola lacked the sugar found in Coke, which, by the way, will soon be unavailable in Russia. So, there is that. It was a surprising day on Wall Street as investors kicked it into high gear just before the holiday weekend. The Dow climbed by 321 points to end the first day of July at 31,097, while the Nasdaq gained 99 points on the trade to close at 11,127, and the S&P 500 picked up 39 points to end the week and the day at 3825. Home builder stocks were up. McDonald's led the Dow higher with a 2.5% gain. Coca-Cola and Boeing both rose by more than 2%. Despite the Friday gains, all of the major averages posted their fourth down week in five. The Dow fell by 1.3% for the week, while the S&P 500 lost 2.2%, and the Nasdaq finished lower by 4.1%. And finally, there is this. MarketWatch is reporting that American manufacturing is slowing down, with factory activity in the U.S. hitting a two-year low in June. The primary culprit is a familiar one, supply chain constraints. But long lead times are one reason customers are canceling orders. Excess supply and waning customer demand are also factors in the manufacturing slowdown. But hold on, it's not all bad news across the board. The six biggest manufacturing industries all reported growth in June. Well, that's a wrap in this bit of a programming news. The markets are closed on Monday for the 4th of July holiday, which means we too are out of here, but watch our Twitter feed for some of the most interesting conversations from the past year. In addition, we are back on Sunday on News Talk 1540 KXEL with the Business Week in Review. That happens at noon Central Time, and yes, we do stream. Have a great Canada Day and 4th of July holiday. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.